May I speak to Tara, please?
This is her.
Hey, Tara. I don't think we've met yet. My name is Greg. You just started nannying our kids. My wife is Audrey.
Oh, yeah. Hi.
Nice to meet you. Nice to talk to you. I know my wife has handled all that stuff, and I've been kind of gone lately. But reason I'm calling is because my wife wanted to talk to you about something.
Okay.
First of all, I want to let you know you're doing a great job with the kids.
Okay, thank you. No, they're the sweetest. I'm really glad I found you guys.
Yeah, they're okay. but we would like to change one little thing, and that's why she had me call, because, like I said, she's a little embarrassed to ask.
Okay, so what would that be?
Well, when you're out and about with the kids, we would prefer if you spoke to them in an English accent.
I'm sorry? An English what?
An English accent. Yeah, you obviously are American.
Right.
Yeah, and it's important to us that our family's status in the community stays at a very high level.
Okay. I'm really not sure I'm following you.
Well, it just looks classier for us to have a European au pair instead of just an American nanny. In fact, our friends down the street have a nanny from Australia, and they throw it in our face all the time. So let's get them back. I mean, you can help us. I've told a few people at work that you're from a small town outside of London, and that you used to care for a baby in the royal family, but we made you a better offer, so you moved here to America to help us. It's a good story, and it's gaining a lot of ground in my social circles, so it would help.
Gosh. So you lied about me and who I am.
Well, don't we all really sort of lie about who we are? I'd call it just sort of twisting the truth to look better on us.
That's a big twist.
it might be, but I would love it if you could start doing that from now on. And if you can't, we might have to let you go.
All because I'm not from England.
Right.
And I don't have an accent.
Yes.
And you guys lied.
Right. And
but I would get let go.
Yes, you would. And you're doing a great job. That's why we want you to stick around. So from this day forward, I'm going to need you to speak with an English accent. And we're also going to have to change your name to Miss Hildegard Parsons.
Is this a joke? You're going to change my name?
Not legally, but as far as anybody in our neighborhood knows, you are Miss Hildegard Parsons from London.
I don't know if I really feel comfortable about that. The lying and
the accent, my name. Hoping you wouldn't say that. You know, I was going to offer to double your salary.
Oh.
Miss Hildegard Parsons. I love the way that sounds.
Yeah, it is a beautiful name.
Well, that could be your name.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Can I think about this?
No, I need an answer now, because if you say no, I have to get to working on it. Can you do an English accent? I guess I should have asked that already.
Kind of.
Okay, well, would you mind letting me hear it?
What do you want me to say?
Let's say I'm just one of my friends and you're meeting me for the first time. You can call me John.
Hello, John.
Is that it?
It's kind of okay.
Are you going to sound that nervous when you do it? Because Miss Hildegard Parsons, she's a very confident woman, a high society woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello, John. How are you?
Ooh, that's much better. That's much better. Well, I'm doing well. How are you? Who are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much, John. I'm Hildegard Parsons.
Wow. That's really good. That's really good. Now, are you married, Miss Parsons?
No.
Oh, no. You need to be married to a chimney sweep. I'm going to need to.
Oh.
Yes. If you could tell me a little bit about your husband.
Don't you really think we've gone far enough with this?
No, I don't. And you didn't do that in an English accent. I need to make sure you're prepared.
I'm Hildegard Parsons. And I'm married to a chimney sweep.
Wow, that is perfect. Great attitude. I love it.
When can I expect double my salary?
Well, probably never, actually, because this is a prank phone call.
What?
This is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. Your boyfriend Sergio set you up.
Oh my God, seriously?
Yeah, he told us how you took a nanny job with a wealthy family and wanted to prank you about it.
Oh, why is he making me talk in an English accent? This is so dumb.
Ah, Miss Hildegard, let's do that in English, shall we?
Absolutely. Pop, pop, cheerio.
There we go.